Good Wednesday morning, beloved, and welcome to another edition of our 5-minute journey. Today we are in Acts chapter 10, verses 1 through 33, where Peter has a vision in which he is shown that nothing is unclean that God has declared clean. Meanwhile, Cornelius, a Gentile and a Roman officer, has a vision of an angel telling him to invite Peter to his house. And so, let's begin. There was a man in Caesarea named Cornelius, who was a captain in the Roman army regiment called the Italian Regiment. He was a religious man, and he and his whole family worshipped God. He also did much to help the Jewish poor, and he was constantly praying to God. It was about 3 o'clock one afternoon when he had a vision, in which he clearly saw an angel of God come in and say to him, "Cornelius." And he stared at the angel in fear and said, "What is it, sir?" And the angel answered, "God is pleased with your prayers and works of charity and is ready to answer you. And now send some men to Joppa for a certain man whose full name is Simon Peter. He is a guest in the home of a tanner of leather named Simon who lives by the sea." Then the angel went away, and Cornelius called two of his house servants and a soldier, a religious man who was one of his personal attendants, and he told them what had happened and sent them off to Joppa. The next day, as they were on their way and coming near Joppa, Peter went up on the roof of the house about noon in order to pray. He became hungry and wanted something to eat, and while the food was being prepared, he had a vision. He saw heaven opened and something coming down that looked like a large sheet, being lowered by its four corners to the earth. In it were all kinds of animals, reptiles, and wild birds, and a voice said to him, "Get up, Peter, kill and eat." But Peter said, "Certainly not, Lord, I have never eaten anything ritually unclean or defiled." And the voice spoke to him again, "Do not consider anything unclean that God has declared clean." This happened 3 times, and then the thing was taken back up into heaven. While Peter was wondering about the meaning of this vision, the men sent by Cornelius had learned where Simon's house was, and they were now standing in front of the gate. And they called out and asked, "Is there a guest here by the name of Simon Peter?" Peter was still trying to understand what the vision meant when the Spirit said, "Listen, 3 men are here looking for you. So get ready and go down, and do not hesitate to go with them, for I have sent them." So Peter went down and said to the men, "I am the man you are looking for. Why have you come?" "Captain Cornelius sent us," they answered. "He is a good man who worships God and is highly respected by all the Jewish people. An angel of God told him to invite you to his house so that he could hear what you have to say." Peter invited the men in and had them spend the night there. The next day, he got ready and went with them, and some of the believers from Joppa went along with him. The following day, he arrived in Caesarea, where Cornelius was waiting for him, together with relatives and close friends that he had invited. As Peter was about to go in, Cornelius met him, fell at his feet, and bowed down before him. But Peter made him rise. "Stand up," he said. "I myself am only a man." And Peter kept on talking to Cornelius as he went into the house, where he found many people gathered. And he said to them, "You yourselves know very well that a Jew is not allowed by his religion to visit or associate with Gentiles. But God has shown me that I must not consider any person ritually unclean or defiled. And so when you sent for me, I came without any objection. I ask you then, why did you send for me?" Cornelius said, "It was about this 3 days ago, about this time 3 days ago, that I was praying in my house at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and suddenly a man dressed in shining clothes stood in front of me and said, 'Cornelius, God has heard your prayer and taken notice of your works of charity. Send someone to Joppa for a man whose full name is Simon Peter. He's a guest in the home of Simon the tanner of leather who lives by the sea. And so I sent for you at once, and you have been good enough to come. Now, we are all here in the presence of God, waiting to hear anything that the Lord has instructed you to say. And today's key verse is Acts chapter 10, verse 4, where the angel answered, God is pleased with your prayers and works of charity and is ready to answer you. You know, it is interesting when we see the barriers that God is tearing down in the first century church. Jews that considered the Gentiles ceremonially unclean and not worthy to be spoken to, let alone speak to about the things of God. And for Gentiles who looked at the Jews as religious backwards, you know, religious fools. And yet here Cornelius, a man of great stature within the community, is asking Peter to come and to explain the things of God to them. Isn't it wonderful how our God breaks down differences, breaks down barriers? It is only mankind who builds divisions. Let's pray. Lord God, open my heart and my mind to your word and to your surprising joys and new opportunities to advance your kingdom. Amen. Well, our time together has come to an end. Join me tomorrow morning. We'll be reading Acts chapter 10, verses 34 through 48, where Peter proclaims the good news of Jesus Christ. Until then, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.